KR-DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4-DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly. In emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4-DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those and then we'll see if there's any others. Evening's at W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla there up in Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Deer Lake, Newfoundland tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KD4HEY, that's Mr. Jim up there at Chapel Hill. And W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And K4OWALT, he's up there in Inman. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KQ4MSD, that's David over there in Sandy Springs. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. And, of course, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. That takes care of all the pre-nets. We do have an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Or DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Master Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. We'll move up to the RF check-ins now, starting with the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and she'll be negative and negative.
Please tell Joy I said hello. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County. The Navy Native, 73 to you and all of the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. Rick and Michelle bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay. And Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and hope all y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And just for my peace of mind, it is the correct.
I do appreciate it. WG4MC, back to KI4DOS in the net.
All righty, buddy. I'm going to put that down on my calendar. I've got a calendar here in the ham shack. I'm also going to put it on my phone so it's a reminder so I don't forget. But appreciate it, Matt. Not a problem. We'll take care of it. Thank you, sir. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link, I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. KI4DOS. This is X-Ray Delta down here in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the heat and the swelter. And we'll be negative and negative this evening. Hope to be up your way soon. So with that, we'll turn it back to you, K2LXD. Thanks, Gary.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K2LXD. That's Mr. Marshall. He's down there in St. Petersburg, Florida this evening. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Marshall. Y'all have a good time down there in St. Petersburg. Have a safe trip when you head back this way. It's not that much cooler up here, that sort of thing. But it is supposed to be a little cooler tonight than the next couple of days, and it's going back up to the 90s. So enjoy the weather while we can, I guess. But I look forward to hearing you when you get back up this way, Marshall. Y'all take care. Going back to the alphabet, we'll go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative negative, sir.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Berlin Liberty, and I won't be negative in there. Hold on.
Hello, Chris.
Please check in. KQ4QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick. I'm in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
4DOS. 2 Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Scout in. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Tom, I hope your chickens are doing good. I hadn't heard you talk about them lately. But it's starting to cool off. Maybe they'll start laying really good again. Then we'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4QHV, that's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you are doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us from Cowpens, as always. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rag tube. And do tell me sure that we say hello.
Negative. Gary, thank you for calling the net. 73 to all.
KI4DOS
in
the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Glad to have you on the net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will relay your message in there to Joy. And then we got KC4HAN. That's Mr. Chan. And Chan, you and Stephen doubled a little bit in A1. But I did get you in there. I don't know where you're at this evening. Where are you located?
Gary, this is KC4HA, and my QTH is easily South Carolina. Sorry about that, by the way.
That's not a problem there, Chan. I knew you lived over here in Easley, but I didn't know if you might be out there on the mobile since you're on EchoLink this evening. But we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you are doing well. All righty, let's see here. We were in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform Cruiser, Q through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
AOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. Well, he's on around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Joey, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, 73's to you, and everybody on the net.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening, KB2, BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
IOS. Read all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment. No traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell us.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. I will be negative negative tonight, Gary. It's good to hear you. Thanks.
KI4DOS. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylors. And I have a question I'd like to throw out on the net, if I could, but no rag chew over.
DOS. In Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'm negative and negative and just riding along tonight. Thanks for running the net, Gary. 73 is all, KI4, GOD.
It's KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like I said, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And KC4EZ, that's Mr. Harry, back from out west, up there in Canada. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. Glad to have you back on the air with us. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Hope you are doing well. And I'll be back to you in just a second to let you ask your question on the net. Hope you're doing well. KI4GOD, that's Mr. John down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well as well. Hope everybody's doing good. N4HHC, Mr. Warren, you want to ask your question now?
This is N4HHC. I've recently come across some technology that's not new. It's been around, I think, maybe 2 years. Just really within the last couple months getting into it. It's called Meshtastic, M-E-S-H-T-A-S-T-I-C, Meshtastic. And I'm wondering if anybody else is into that. And if so, if you would like to get together maybe on the radio and talk about it, share ideas, and go from there. But be glad to give my cell phone out if any of you want to, if you're, you know, been interested in it or you're familiar with it. And want to see if there's some others that are involved with it. Meshtastic. So my cell number is 864-915-2383. 864-915-2383. And if you could just send your name and call sign, that would be great. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Warren, I am not familiar with that, but I'm. Is there anyone out there that has messed around with or played with Meshtastic on the radios? Or can you come back to Warren?
BW, comment.
Call sign again. You say you have done it?
4ZEW, Hilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben in Simpsonville. I'm mobile right now, but I'll pull your phone number off of the repeater recordings. I'm just coming back with two Meshtastic devices in my car, 2915 megahertz. And I've been experimenting with it myself, so I will get in touch.
Get that?
I did. So I'll wait for him to get in touch with me. But that's great. And anyone else, if you are interested in it, it seems like a pretty neat technology. With radio. And anyway, if you're interested, I'm interested to find out more about it too. So thanks a lot, Gary. This is N4HHC.
Now let us know how that goes. I'll have to check that out. I'll look that up and see what I can find out about it. But it's the first time I've heard of it. But I don't go looking for that stuff every day either. But I do appreciate you bringing the question to the net there, Warren, and glad we had somebody that's already interested in it and y'all can get together. All right, SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Going back to the roll call in the Echo Sioux Hotel Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please say. Check in KK4HXB. Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
Haven't heard you in a while, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you're doing well. We'll move up now to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot. K4JF, Jim in Simpsonville. No traffic, but I do have a comment for the swap net when it comes up. Over.
AOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Well. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. That's KQ4KTU. This is Scott in Hendersonville. Appreciate you calling the net. I'll be negative and negative this evening. 73s to everyone on the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Master Jim. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And I'll be back to you get your comment when I start the swap net. Also like to say good evening to KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4KTU, that's Mr. Scott. He's in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck. Hey, Gary, it's KC4HAN. Sorry about that. I need to stick around for a swap net because I will have an item that I would like you to list on there.
I got you down, and I'll be back to you in just a few minutes. Additional stations in the 2-meter net.
call KI4DOS. Alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, hello to Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. DOS. Check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, both in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope everyone's having a good evening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride. KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Hope you enjoy your well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you enjoy. Good evening, all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Sid, I was waiting on you to check in right behind James, but you didn't do it. He's a little bit slower tonight, but we got you in the log there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us so regularly. But you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 70's ready, my friend. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS, Gary. Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Charlie, Sierra. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4TCS. Can I get your name and location? KQ4TCS. Can I get your name and location?
KQ4TCS. My name is Ed, and I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina.
Ed, thanks for coming back to me there, young man. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us up there in Cleveland this evening. That's Tim from Cleveland tonight. That's kind of a strange area up in there. Sometimes you can get into the repeater, and sometimes you can't. But we got you in here, Ed. We do appreciate you, and you take care. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. That normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now secure the portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I've got two. Want to make comments at this point. K4JF, that's Mr. Jim down there in Simpsonville. Go ahead there, Jim.
KI4DOS from K4JF. Hey, Garrett. My best to your lovely bride. You can take the TL922 off of the list. It seems like nobody wants it at market price, so I'm going to put it back in the station and maybe can work out an antenna that can handle that power. So just remove that one from your swap net list. K4JS.
Well, that's a nice amplifier, I will say that for you. No doubt in my mind.
But, gosh, you shouldn't have too much trouble figuring out an antenna that will work with that. I'm sure we can figure out a way to hide a wire antenna down there someplace.
Well, I've got an off-center fed dipole that I'm going to get up into the attic this fall, so maybe it worked. Right now, all my HF work is done by feeding the aluminum gutter, and which is working fairly well. I can, I've done a little DX and check into the South Carolina side bat net occasionally, so it's working. I'm not off the air. I'm having fun. Go ahead.
Jim, that's the main thing. Don't get off the air. Just get out there and keep having fun. You know, there's a lot of folks that are downsizing and this sort of thing. I know I've got more radios than I know what to do with, but I don't use them all at one time, but I do use them all, and I do have fun with them. Some one of these days I'm going to take the time to spend a little more time in the ham shack and, to just play radio a little bit more, but that's not in the cards right now. But do appreciate you, Jim. Thanks for letting me know. I'll take that off the books for now. And let me know when you get back up and running. We'll get on HF and holler at each other a little bit. I know we're pretty close, but you know how that goes. Sometimes you can hear the people close, and sometimes you can't.
Well, that's right. That's right. And right now, I'm running the Ringo Ranger that I had back at the other place, but it's in the attic inside, but it seems to be working pretty well. I'm on the back side of the hill. In fact, my so-called atomic clock couldn't hear WWP, but once I put that antenna up, for some reason, it works just fine now. So anyway, good to chat with you tonight, and you take care, and thanks for doing all you do with the SwapNet and everything. K4JS.
Well, just to let you know, I've flipped up, turned on my model bander and hit the reverse button, and I had you better than half scale on reverse. You sounded good either way on that Ringo Ranger in the attic. Just to let you know, it's working good for you there, young man. But do appreciate you. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73. Next one up is KC4HAN, Master Chan, over here in Easley. Chan, what can we do for you tonight?
Hi, four viewers. This is KC4HAN. Good evening, Gary. Sorry about that. I heard that other station come in there and said that he needed to make a comment for the SwapNet, and that reminded me that I had an item that I need to post up on there.
Good on you.
Alright, it is an Alinco DX70TH HF radio, 160, 310 meters. It is set up for installation in the mobile. So this is a radio that you can set up in your vehicle. It is working and functioning at full capacity. I have the power cable, the mic, and cable for the tax face. About $350 for it. And anybody who would like it to contact me for you.
And let me make sure I got this right. You have an Alinco DX70TH. That's an HF transceiver. It works 160 through 10 meters. It's set up to be put in a mobile. You have the power cord, the mic, and the separation cable for the front panel that separates, and you would like $350 for it. Correct so far?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
You want the folks to contact me if they want some information on this, right?
Yes, sir. And once they contact you, you can give me a holler over the radio or the phone, and we'll get something worked out.
Does anyone need any fills on this Alinco DX70TH that Chan just listed? Right now, Chan, we'll run this for a few weeks, as always. When you sell this, if you don't mind, let me know where I'll probably know, since you want the folks to contact me, so we'll go from there. But anyway, you take care, and we'll take it from there. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811 with three new matching tubes. They would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ1704 antenna switch. He would like $40 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an HF Signals Antonio SWR meter and more. He would like $40 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ989C manual antenna tuner. It's in excellent working condition, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's an MFJ267. That's a dummy load watt meter. He said it's just been calibrated recently, and it's very accurate, and he would like $139 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP2000 speaker. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has a microphone, a manual, a power cord, a box, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a built-in speaker, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron 240 volt 70 amp power supply. He says it's brand new, never been used, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. This amplifier comes with the tubes that are in it and a new, brand new set of 572B tubes. So he's got three new tubes plus the ones that are in it, and he would like $2,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fella has two FNB41 9.6 volt nickel metal hydride batteries. They were for a Yaesu FT50 HT. He said he would take any reasonable offer. Does anyone need any fields? We're going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. Those that took items off, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight on this end. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
have anyone signed up for RAGCHU this evening. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment, or anyone I missed that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'm not going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Kevin had a grand total of 53 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider strength. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
US N4ZLK.
4DOS.
I was going to come in with a quick comment, but I have my mouth full. So if you I know the net's closed, but I just got a quick comment.
Okay, I'll be right here.
I just wanted to say that I appreciate you, all that you do for the net, and taking up the slack during this time. You and Patrick both, and the other guys that jump in. I just wanted to say thank you. You've been doing it a long time, and I know it's a big commitment.
A lot of fun, and I have been doing it a long time. I've been doing it over 20, well, I've been doing it 20 years. I started in 2004, and it's 24 now, so I've been doing it 20 years. Me and Patrick and some of the rest of them are just helping out. Dave is having his little sabbatical. Hopefully he'll be back to join us before too long. There's a whole lot of people that have asked me, not on the radio, but have asked me about him. Unfortunately, I have not called him to check on him. I need to do that, Shane. But I haven't done it as yet. I don't know exactly what all he's going through, but it's one of those things that, I would not want to be bothered a whole lot. I'll put it that way.
I understand, and I've thought about him a lot through this time, and I've been praying for him, and who knows, he might even be listening. But anyway, we do miss him on the air, and appreciate what he does, too. But anyway, I don't know if you heard the news, but I'm back on a day route for a while.
Is that good or bad or indifferent? I would think it would be better than having to drive all night and sleep all day.
There's been pros and cons to both. So, yeah, I don't sleep quite as well in the daytime as I do at nighttime, so that is helpful. I have to work harder in the daytime, which is probably better for me. Kind of gotten lazy this last couple, almost 2 years. But I can't quite get the overtime that I was getting on that particular route. But I found out Friday morning I was off work last week, and I got a text from another employee that said his route was completely cut out and he was going to take mine to try it out before we do the rebids here coming up in October. And anyway, so I had to pick something else, and I just came back to the daytime for a little while. And who knows? Maybe it'll be long term. We'll see.
Well, I understand when you get on a route like that that. You get set in your schedule, and it's hard to upset a schedule, but it's better than working swings, I guess. You do this for a while, and you all of a sudden you have to change and do something else. But having to rebid on that, y'all rebid every year.
Guys in the little brown trucks, the package cars we call them, they do it once a year, but we do it in the big trucks. We do it twice a year. So we do it in March and September, so to start in April and October. So they'll put the list up, and the list will go up next month sometime, probably the first week of September. And we'll see. The guy that took my route said he was just going to try it out, at least you know, if he didn't like it, he could change here in 6 weeks.
Well, I guess y'all are still going by seniority.
Yes, sir. Seniority is the rule in everything that happens.
Do you know David Swofford?
My goodness, do you know David Swofford?
Went to school with him.
Remember him? He's retired now, but he was a driver supervisor for the package car drivers when I first started. And this would never happen today because lots have changed now, but he was training me on a route. I had no idea where I was going. I was fairly new, and we had made a delivery, and he was back in the back of the package car, and he was sorting packages, and he was just standing there with his feet spread, and he said, just go to the next stop, I'll be all right. So he was standing back there while I was driving around. That would never happen today. One of us would lose our job.
Oh, man, well, I've been knowing David a lot of years, him and his wife both. And matter of fact, we went to high school together, and we worked at Winn-Dixie food stores and a grocery store together for a while. And then I went in the military, and I lost track of him until I got out of the military and got back here. And then he was in, like you said, he was in the package trucks there for a while. And then he went over to the big trucks, is my understanding, the last time I talked to him.
In fact, he actually retired before I got moved into doing the big trucks. But funny note, my supervisor now is Eric Swofford, and there's no relation, and they actually spell their names different.
A strange coincidence, isn't it?
And if you want to get one of them riled up, ask him how his cousin or relative or brother is doing. It's all in good fun, but they got that a lot.
Well, on the day side, are you going to be doing a lot of P&D short haul? You know, just dropping trailers and going back picking them up and that sort of thing.
In fact, I'm back on the same route where you met me that one time there in Easley. I picked up this tuner from you. So I drop a trailer first thing, and then I make deliveries out of a trailer, bulk deliveries, which I'm glad I missed that 98-degree weather or 100-degree weather. I'm glad I wasn't doing it then. But I got the Easley Post Office, the Brea Post Office, and a couple of businesses around Donaldson Center. That takes me up to lunchtime or after. And then I'll make some live loads and a couple of trailer pickups at the end of the day.
Blind them landing gears. That's the only thing I hate about the drop hook stuff. Because, people say, oh, that's really easy. Well, it is. You get out of an air-conditioned truck and you get that on that asphalt, and the temperature is 90-plus degrees, and the asphalt, it makes it even worse than that. So you figure it's well up over 100, and you have to get out and wind that landing gear down and wind it back up with either direction. I guess trailers are, but they're probably the same throughout the industry. Some of them are rolled up and down real easy and nice, and some of them, yet it takes two men and a boy to wind them up and down.
I was just thinking about that when you were talking, because that is definitely true. You'll grab one, and it'll start to turn, and all of a sudden it just locks up. You got to put two hands and most of your back into it to get it to move.
Well, we had a driver with us, Shane. It was female, and of course, I'm not knocking the female drivers. There's a lot of good female drivers out there. But she was inevitably drop a trailer too low. She would roll the leg. She'd back up to wherever she was dropping the trailer, and then she'd dump her airbags, and then she'd get out and roll the landing gear down. And she would still leave it about an inch or so off the surface. So when she pulled out, it hit the back of her frame. And I hated picking one of those up that she had dropped, because I knew it'd be dropped low to start with. And I'd have to get out there and put it in low gear and wind it up before I could even back the tractor under it.
Run into that, and that is a lot of work. And it's, I haven't done this yet, but I've helped a couple of guys that this happened to, where they pulled away and didn't get hooked up properly, and the trailer slid off the back after they'd already rolled the landing gear all the way up. And that's no fun either.
Any fun, that has happened to me. I won't deny that. But you learn real quick, when you're back under it, you think you hear the fifth wheel latch. And sometimes you give it a good jerk, and sometimes it'll work, sometimes it's not quite latched. But I got to where I would to look under the trailer and make sure mine was hooked. After I did it, I did it with a load of drums on there, and they were full, of course. And the gross weight on the trailer was, the load weight was about 45,000. And you get out there and you get to thinking, I've got to roll this up by hand. That's going to take some time. And it does. If you've got somebody to help you that y'all can swap off every once in a while, it's not quite as bad. It's still terrible, but it's not quite as bad having to do it all by yourself.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't think ours were ever that heavy, but I do try to check them, too, to look under to make sure it's latched. But they're getting hard, especially with these pup trailers that have the skirts on the side. It's almost impossible to look under there and visual. So a lot of times I purposefully will angle the tractor so that I can see it from the side. Otherwise, you can't crawl under there anymore.
Those skirts are aggravating. I know they put them on there for supposedly a good reason, but it does cut down on some of the spray when it's raining and that sort of thing. But at the same time, they create a lot of problems when you have to work on them. I wouldn't want to be a mechanic to have to get under there and work on airlines or something of that nature. The pigtail cord that comes from the front all the way to the back, have a break in it or something damaged it, because you can't see. And you don't know what's flipped up under that trailer. You might have one of them road gators out there that jumps up, slaps something, and breaks it. Yeah, you don't know about it till too late. But, it's a good thing. I guess you're kind of happy about being on days for a little while anyway. Enjoy it, when you go to start your bidding, I hope you get what you are wanting for the next 6 or 8 months.
Appreciate it. What I really want is to not have to do it anymore, but that's not quite here yet. Maybe a year or two out, but anyway, those skirts do make it difficult, and I've had to take trailers by the shop down there in Atlanta, and those guys will come out and have to climb underneath it, and seeing them, try to get down on the ground and scoot underneath some of that stuff, it's difficult to work on, like you said. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Go ask with N4ZLK. Well, that's true, and I told a lot of people, I said, it'd be easier if you've got those skirts on there to have a pit out there that they could pull over. You could walk down some steps and walk under it. But, how many people are going to build a pit out there somewhere? If it's raining, we get one of them frog stranglers and it ain't got a good drain down there, then you're standing knee-deep in water. So I don't know what the answer to all of his questions are. But it's amazing the things that I have gone through and seen people go through, as far as trucks go. But, you're talking about retirement. You'll get there one of these days. And somebody asked me one day, they said, do you miss it? And I said, well, I miss my truck, but I don't miss the traffic. I enjoy driving the truck, and I run east to west, top to bottom, and I run long distance and LTL and regional, you name it, I've done it pretty much. And done a little bit of all of it, but I enjoyed it while I was out there. I won't deny that whatsoever. Every once in a while, I missed the big truck and climbing up in it and that sort of thing. But as far as the traffic goes now, I'm glad I don't have to run up down the interstate.